Wusstest du, dass TK Maxx immer die besten Markendeals hat? Duftkerzen für alle, Sportoutfits, stylische Pieces für dein Zuhause, Designer-Handtasche, check, check, check. Bei TK Maxx findest du große Marken zu unglaublichen Preisen. Psst. Im Onlineshop auf tkmaxx.de kannst du rund um die Uhr die besten Markendeals shoppen. TK Maxx, immer der bessere Deal im Store und online.
Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlock big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today we will unlock the book The Family Crucible, the intense experience of family therapy. The book explores the crisis faced by an unfortunate family. The Bryce family consists of five members, the father David, a lawyer, the mother Carolyn, a full-time housewife, and their children including their eldest daughter Claudia, age 16, their son Don, age 11, and their youngest daughter Laura, age 6. The most serious problem the family faced concerned the eldest daughter Claudia. She had a strained relationship with her mother, often ran away from home and even threatened to commit suicide. Claudia was treated by a psychiatrist, but due to her resistance, the treatment was ineffective. Later, the Bryce family decided to pursue family therapy and were introduced to the two authors of this book. Family therapy is the branch of group psychotherapy that works with family units. The concept originated in the 1950s, and one of the earliest pioneers of family therapy was one of the authors of this book, Dr. Carl Whitaker. He believed that individual behavior should be interpreted relative to the family system, and that any individual pain point is really a reflection of problems within in the family of origin. Although one may appear to be suffering from a mental illness, that might not really be the case. The illness might be a red herring. The individual might instead just be trapped in a problematic family, in which case family therapy, which requires the whole family unit to be present at the same time to receive treatment together, could help. Through the example set by the Bryce family, this book reveals how members of a small family system influence each other, analyzes the sources of tension that may lie in individual behaviors, and explores the psychological truth behind family crises. Finally, it also presents methods for resolving such crises. The book was co-authored by two experts in the field of family therapy. The idea for the book came from Augustus E. Napier, who is also the primary author. After receiving a PhD in clinical psychology from the University of North Carolina, Napier studied with Carl Whitaker, the pioneering family therapist who co-authored this book at the Department of Psychiatry at the University of Wisconsin. He now directs the Family Workshop, a family therapy training institute in Atlanta where he works frequently with his wife Margaret, who is also a family therapist. Co-author Carl Whitaker was a professor of psychiatry at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and authored academic papers featured in prestigious journals as well as several psychology textbooks. The two developed their mentor-apprentice relationship into a collaboration among equals, which brought results like the ones described in this seminal book. The Family Crucible was written in 1978 and soon became a classic in the field of family psychotherapy thanks to its new perspective, from which to understand families and the relationships among their members. 40 years later, it keeps being reprinted. In this bookie, we will discuss this book in three parts. Part 1, Why Family Therapy? Part 2, What's the Truth Behind Family Crises? Part 3, How to Resolve Family Crises? Let's first look at part 1, Why is Family Therapy Important? In the 1950s, a group of psychopathologists were interested in the behavior of schizophrenic patients. They noticed that once mothers visited their children at the hospital, the patients would develop acute reactions or visible depression and fall into a deep emotional disturbance for several days. This finding deviated from the prevailing psychoanalytic view at the time, which held that patients' mental illnesses originated within them alone and that ill patients would only act and react according to their internally distorted worldview. However, the dramatic mood changes exhibited by patients after visits from their mothers obviously did not just stem from their fantasy world. Later, researchers observed another interesting phenomenon. In some families, the onset of patients' psychological disturbances seemed to be closely related to their parents' marital conflict, which means that whenever the parents had a heated argument, their child would suddenly show problematic behavior. Once the episode occurred, the couple would cease fighting and swing back into loving parent mode. Thus, problematic behavior in children acted as a fire extinguisher for the parents' conflict, and the stability of the family had to be maintained through a series of intermittent crises. Realizing the significance of the interplay between families and individuals, researchers began to consider familial problems from a new perspective, developing the concept of family systems. The concept of systems has enabled scientists to reorient their interpretation of individual problems as rooted in the family dynamic. The family is thus conceived as a mini-ecosystem, in which family members interact with each other and no member is allowed the option to escape. In this context, when one member has a problem, it has a lot to do with the condition of the family unit, and the best treatment might involve family therapy. This was the case for the protagonists of this book, the Bryce family. The Bryce family's venture into family therapy was an attempt to solve the problems of their oldest daughter Claudia. Prior to their treatment with the authors, Claudia had been diagnosed with possible schizophrenia and had received individual therapy for a period of time, but it had not been successful. She was very resistant and was being forced into treatment by her parents. The psychiatrist's constant questioning also added to her stress. Furthermore, the psychiatrist scheduled private meetings with her parents, making her suspect that he had become their mouthpiece. Soon, she was no longer willing to reveal herself to the psychiatrist and never went to individual therapy again. It was at this point that the Bryces approached Whittaker and Napier for family therapy. The therapists failed to identify any clinical condition in all of the members of the Bryce family. Through careful analysis, they gradually discovered that Claudia did not have any serious psychological problems. She was trapped within a problematic family, and the root of this family's pain was actually the conflict between Mr. and Mrs. Bryce, which had been brewing for a long time with the couple willing to address it. This triggered ever more serious tensions that finally exploded in dramatic episodes in which Claudia was the biggest victim. The two therapists dug deeper into the roots of the continuous conflicts between Mr. and Mrs. Bryce, and traced them to independent burdens they carried with them from their respective family of origin. Whittaker and Napier spent about a year and a half guiding the Bryces to address these problems one by one, ultimately leading the family to happiness and well-being. All right, that's all for part one. Let's do a quick recap. The family is an independent system from which individuals' problems stem. What the Bryce family faces is not Claudia's personal problem but a hardship of the whole family, and only when the whole family receives treatment together can both the individual and the family crisis be solved. Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. Get your free mind snack now.
Wie viele Kaffees waren es heute schon? Kaffee spielt im Leben vieler eine sehr große Rolle. Und das nicht nur zu Hause oder im Café, sondern auch am Arbeitsplatz. Dafür gibt es Lavazza Professional. Kaffee am Arbeitsplatz, der genauso lecker schmeckt wie in eurem Lieblingscafé. Die perfekte Kaffeelösung für jede Art von Unternehmen. Klein, mittel, groß. Ihr habt auf jeden Fall einen Kaffee, der schmeckt. Die richtige Motivation für eure Arbeitstage. Alle Infos zu Lavazza Professional findet ihr auf lavazzapro.de mit allen Kaffeelösungen für euer Büro.
Wusstest du, dass TK Maxx immer die besten Markendeals hat? Duftkerzen für alle, Sportoutfits, stylische Pieces für dein Zuhause, Designer-Handtasche, check, check, check. Bei TK Maxx findest du große Marken zu unglaublichen Preisen. Psst. Im Onlineshop auf tkmaxx.de kannst du rund um die Uhr die besten Markendeals shoppen. TK Maxx, immer der bessere Deal im Store und online.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.
Ich habe mich natürlich schockverliebt, weil die war wirklich ganz, ganz klein.
So begann die Mensch-Hund-Beziehung zwischen Christina und Tierschutzhund Frieda. Und wie es danach, nach dem ersten Moment der Verliebtheit, so weiterging und welche Klippen es danach zu umschiffen galt, das hört ihr in der neuen Ausgabe von Iswas Dog. Dem Podcast für harmonische Mensch-Hund-Beziehungen.
Iswas Dog mit Malte Asmus.
Überall, wo es Podcasts gibt.